Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a grain market that actually opened mixed this morning and then kind of slid as the day wore on, but we tried to find a little bit of support here going into the close.
Really, it did. That was the kind of the day. It was a kind of a risk-off day in the grains. We have a big USDA report tomorrow, stocks and seedings as of March 1st. That really got the market moving down. Corn is feared to be a negative number relative to the U.S. ethanol industry having some difficulty with margin. And that's probably where everything started, Randy, and then just, taking out of positions or reducing long positions in corn and wheat at the close.
So a lot of it, you think, just pre-positioning, huh?
Yeah, a lot of it pre-positioned. It's not heavy volume here in Chicago. We're still struggling through low volume totals, a lot of traders working from home. So we're just not seeing the big activity you normally would. I think that opens up some risk for the market tomorrow if the report comes out surprisingly one way or the other. Without volume or paper, if you will, on either side, we could have a spike in prices for a short period of time.
Yeah, you know, we've seen that before where lightly, thinly traded days cause big market moves.
Boy, they have. Whether it's the commodities or corn, soybeans, and wheat, or the livestock in particular, have been all over the road. But even our stock markets, we think there really is some depth. These orders and these times make it very difficult.
Yeah, livestock markets, tough day there for the hogs. Actually, pretty much red across the screen there.
No, we were red again. I think what we're seeing in livestock is a lot of index fund liquidation. The trade says that index funds, it's the end of the quarter tomorrow, are liquidating a fair amount of length in the commodity markets. Livestock has been one of their bigger holdings, and so they've been getting out of that, and that's really, I think, pressured the market in the last 2-3 days. We'll see after the 31st, as we get into April 1st, if we find some footing here and are able to rally, but that's been a thesis anyway of traders in Chicago, that we may have one more day before the livestock markets start to turn around.
Plus, then we get the whammy, double whammy of higher ethanol and lower crude oil.
Well, that's right. I mean, the crude oil market is probably, when this is all said and done, is going to be the biggest impact in agriculture this year. Crude oil still has no friends whatsoever, and we think anyway that the values could slip into the mid-teens. At that level, we'll start to see a little more consumptive buying, but as long as the Saudis and the Russians keep this open oil war going on, we're concerned that prices will stay low, and that really is pressuring ethanol margins. We're calculating this afternoon that ethanol plants are losing about $1.80 in each bushel they put through their plants. It's a lot of money, and these ethanol plants have been struggling heretofore already. So not a good time for the biofuel industry.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else we need to be aware of?
That's about it, Randy. I'm the weather forecast comes into play as we get closer to April 10th and planting here across the Midwest. The Black Sea is dry, and we want to watch that for wheat. But those are the fundamentals. Weather will have more of a toehold in the overall price structure as we think about the next couple of weeks.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.